6:4:25. This is Grace, Part 8.
What?
Grace, Part 8.
What date?
6:4:25. This segment is Grace to Overcome. All right, we've established in recent weeks that grace is activated by faith, and it is deactivated by works of the flesh or negativity. Seems the hardest thing in the world for some to let God change them. They are constantly working on it to bring about the change they want to see. God is in charge, and He has a plan, and that plan will always be by His grace. He is not interested in your plan, so lay it down. In other words, don't quit trying to change yourself. Okay, look at some scriptures. John 16. All the self-improvement things going on in the world, that's not God's way. His self-improvement program was Jesus. Mm-hmm. All right, 16:33. These things I've spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. He overcame the world. He is grace. He overcame on the cross. Overcome here means to subdue, conquer, get the victory, or prevail. Yeah. Okay, 2 Corinthians 2:14. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the savor of His knowledge by us in every place. Right here, triumph, to make an acclamatory procession. In other words, your conversation, your speaking, to conquer, to give victory. By faith, you set grace in action to bring about the overcoming factor in your life. It's what you speak. I mean, we ought to know as faith people, death and life and the power of the tongue. And wherever you are, you could probably locate it with what you've been saying about things. So this is what grace is all about. It's to help us overcome. God gave His grace so we could overcome. To see that you always win. This is Romans chapter 12, verse 21. It says, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. You speak with forked tongue. What are you doing? You're just negating the grace in your life. That's how faith's activated. It's also how things you don't want are activated. Yeah. All right, be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good, if you could say that. Because the devil has an agenda, and it's an evil one. Okay, a good conversation goes a long way. There's several scriptures on that I didn't write, but I wrote one down, one passage. But there's several on the conversation in the epistles. Okay, Ephesians 2 is what I'm going to read, though. Chapter 2, starting with verse 1 there. And you hath He quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that worketh, now worketh in the children of disobedience. So, what does Matthew 6 say? There's two masters. You're either under the prince of the power of the air, or the spirit of grace. Among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh. In other words, we're speaking words that are causing our problems and causing us to be in a state that we don't want to be in. We have more to do with it than you think. Fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and we're by nature the children of wrath, even as others. That's how the children of the evil one, prince of the power of the air, that's how they speak. And hath put off, but God, who is rich in mercy, verse 4, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace you're saved. In other words, grace has saved us from this life. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He's even brought us to a new place, new dominion. That in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace you're saved through faith and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. It's not something you can work at. It's nothing you can achieve by anything that you can do except by receiving the Spirit of grace. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. So God has a way and he has a plan, and it's by grace. That's how he empowers us, by grace. That's his power and equipment to do ministry. It's also other things. Okay, you are now not, you are none of your business, is what I wrote. You're dead, remember? You're a living sacrifice. All right, the enemy would like to pound you with negativity to get an inroad into you to negate the grace. We must cast our care about ourselves and stop stepping in to see what condition our condition is in. That's God's business. It's not our business. It's his business. All right, go to Matthew chapter 6. Verse 25. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life. What you shall eat, what you shall drink, or yet for your body, what's on it, what's not on it, what's acting right, what ain't acting right. What ye shall put on, is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? We got lots of birds around here. I watch them all the time. They're everywhere, all over the place. They ain't got a care in the world except where's my next worm? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubic unto his stature? None. And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. You know, we read about Solomon and how rich he was and all that he had. He couldn't change what we're talking about here with all the riches in the world. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient to the day is the evil thereof. So when we're taking a thought about tomorrow, the Lord considers that evil, because that is the way of the evil one. Always have you fretting about something. Even the lilies don't toil or spin, so how much more? should you not toil or spin? You know what the spin zone is, don't you? It's twisting the news. It's the twisting of the news. That's what the devil does. He twists the good news. That's the devil's game. Let's go to 1 John. 2, 13 and 14 there. I write unto you fathers because you have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you young men because you've overcome the wicked one. I write unto you little children because you have known the Father. I've written unto you fathers because you have known him that is from the beginning. I've written unto you young men because you're strong and the word of God abideth in you and ye have overcome the wicked one. John 4:4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. So what's your little finite pea brain, giving a thought about it, gonna do? Because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Galatians 2:21, Paul said, I do not frustrate the grace of God. Grace is God's power and ability given to you at no cost to you, right? Frustrate means to set aside, to disesteem, neutralize or violate, cast off, despise, disannul, bring to naught, reject or cancel. Negate the grace. Okay, a couple more scriptures. 1 Corinthians 9. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the price of run that ye may obtain? Don't let anything stop you. Nothing. Philippians 3. This will be 13 and 14. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and disputings. We all know that we cannot fix ourselves. God is the fixer. He gives us his grace while he is fixing our messes and solving our problems, etc. Time to cast that care on him. 1 John. 1 John 5:4-5. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Got a few scriptures here. Romans chapter 5. Romans 5, the first 1 and 2. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Then 17 of that same chapter, this is the mission statement of this ministry. For by one man's offense, death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. That day many years ago when I heard this, I heard reigning in life and I heard abundance of grace. That scripture right there. Romans 11:6. There's lots of scriptures. There's a lot more I could have put down. There's so much on it. And if by grace, then it is no more of works. Get that? Otherwise, grace is no more grace. When works kicks in, grace goes out the door. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. And otherwise, work is no more work. 1 Corinthians 15:10. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. Paul did everything he did by the grace of God. Whatever. He'd go anywhere. Grace was coming out of his mouth all the time. 2 Corinthians 8:7. Therefore, as ye abound in everything, in faith and utterance and knowledge and in all diligence and in your love to us, see that ye abound in this grace also. What does grace do? It kicks in when you don't have the ability. God's grace does it through you. 2 Corinthians 9:8. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always having all sufficiency. How long? How many times? Always having all sufficiency in all things. All. It may abound to every good work. All. He said it. I didn't. I'm repeating it. 2 Corinthians 13:14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. That's why Paul was always saying it. He wanted people to know it's by the grace of God. Never forget, it's by the grace of God. Galatians 5. Verse 1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. In other words, if you get into the works of the law. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ has become no effect unto you, whosoever you are justified by the law. You're falling from grace. We have our own set of laws, don't we? For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Christ, Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. It's not going to work by work, just works of right, or we call it works of the flesh. It's not going to work that way. Hebrews 4:16. Works negate the grace. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. That's what you're supposed to do about it. Not fret about it. Not try to take it into your own hands. Hebrews 6:1. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and faith toward God. Dead works. We must let go of the old ways, like the old ways of thinking. It's time to let the grace kick in and for us to move forward. Now, you asked me to pray last night. Here's your answer. You may not like this, but I would consider it very much because I see it. I see it at work. It's an assault of the enemy. Kick depression out of your life, for it negates grace. Depression, mood or emotional state marked by feelings of low self-worth or guilt and a reduced ability to enjoy life. A mental disorder that negatively affects how you feel, think, act, and perceive the world. A mental state of low mood and aversion to activity. It just makes you want to just not do anything. So I take it to heart because it's the devil. These are the works of the devil. This is not grace. This is not God. And that's not just for you. Everyone has to deal with this from time to time. Okay, that's going to be it.